roll call that we have.
Doing a sign-in sheet, or we just...
We just do it orally.
Okay.
Joe, you want to start?
Here.
Ed Van Tine.
Terry Jacobson.
Al Brockmeyer.
Kurt Bauer.
George Melcher.
Rick Dodge, supervisor, 5th District.
Okay, thank you. We have citizens' comments at this point. No comments? Okay. Citizens' comments? Citizens' comments closed. Approval of the minutes from 11-1.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So approved. So we get into the topics for discussion. So,
if I could just kind of explain what I passed off here.
Okay.
Kind of go from there. You'll have one that says Kenosha Land Council, July 11, 2010. That's more or less some of the, like I said, scribblings that I put together, some ideas, thoughts, and please excuse any kind of grammar or any kind of mistakes on it. I kind of put it together rather fast. But it's kind of an overview of what some of the topics are that we can discuss. There's a sheet that says Just Do It Project, which is a web application by the state. Probably going back a little bit. That's one of the topics. There's another one called Virtual Parcel Data Integration Project. This is something that's being done by the State Cartographer's Office. And there's some projects. And another sheet you should find is called Orthophotography 2015 Business Plan. And those are more or less at your leisure if you want to take a look at them. They're Just Do It Project does have a website that you can actually take a look at to see exactly what they're doing with it. You want me to just kind of start off here?
Well, just let me ask you a question. What does the county need to be doing regarding these three or four
things?
Actually,
this is more or less an informational thing.
Okay.
I went to a conference in Managua, and that was in Maine, and they were the Wisconsin Land Information Association and also the Land Information Operating Network. We're talking about strategies that they wanted to put forth in order to develop a statewide plan for seamless parcel integration, and also a statewide plan that would have other information associated with information like addresses, possibly assessments, other kinds of data. They wanted to try to get this plan together to service different kinds of activities. One of the examples that I put in my little scribblings was for any kind of emergency services that happened, like a tornado that went through three different counties. They wanted to make sure that they had a seamless map that would show Walworth County, Waukesha County, Racine County, if a tornado went through there. And then operations could be put together a little bit more efficiently in order to service those areas. So they're looking to try to integrate data at a state level seamlessly by getting all the county
information. What are they going to do about datum differences?
I really can't tell you. I think they'll probably rubber sheet some stuff together.
Yeah, because at the small scale, it doesn't matter if you're, some of the crap, if you'll pardon the expression I got shown here, doesn't matter. But when you get to the parcel level, there's going to be big differences in the datums.
And they
won't match. You won't have seamless matches anywhere.
That's one of the issues that I think they have to look at and go through.
Who's in charge of this? Well, state cartographer?
There's two different different entities that are really in charge. One is the Wisconsin Land Information Association. Their legislative committee is looking at this, and also the Land Information Officers Network, LIAN, they're looking at this as well. And what they want to do is try to proceed forward with this to develop, a statewide plan. And the statewide plan would be a means in order to try to grab federal funding. Right now, as we all know, state funding is not there. It's not going to be there, and it probably won't be there for a long time. So I think what they're looking at, those entities are looking at is trying to create a statewide agency that would be able to get funding from the federal government, especially military affairs. They're very tight with military affairs, and there are funds that are available through that agency. At least, now this is all what I received. I mean, it's purely just from my opinion from what the information that I got. So there could be some things that are different in there. I'm not on the legislative committee for WLIA, and I'm not on the legislative committee for the Lion Network either. So I'm picking this up through the conversations that I had.
So there's no real estate agency that's moving forward on this?
There's an office called the Geographic Information Officer. That's Kurt Pulford, and he is with the Department of Administration. And they're really, the Department of Administration has its thumb right on Mr. Pulford. So that I don't think he'll be going forward with that as much. I believe that there is the State Cartographer's Office is very, very active, and I think that they'll be one of the entities. What the State Cartographer's Office is not a state agency, but they are a spinoff of, if I'm wrong on it, Mr. Bowery, or anybody else, please correct me. But they're a spinoff of the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Madison. So they are actually funded through the state. However, they are part of the UW system. And they're very active, and they're very good. Just in my opinion, what they do.
Al, the reason I brought that up is yesterday we went through our committee dealing with CBDG block grants, and the State Department of Administration has changed it all around, where now they've made us a consortium of 10 counties. They started out at 13 counties, and I didn't particularly like it because I think we have 7 counties in this region, and 13 counties, I don't know how we relate here to Sauk County and Columbia County, but that's who's in charge. Columbia County is in charge of this 10-county area. And, there's like $750,000. Well, even if you divide that up, it's chump change around the table. And there's no guarantee that everyone's going to get one-tenth of that money, okay? And we have a CBDG program now, and unless we spend our $1.5 million or whatever we've got in that account ourselves, we can't get even that state money. I mean, this is all contorted stuff that is sometimes I'm frustrated. Where are they going with this stuff? And I don't know how we can relate way down in this corner to somebody out in Columbia or Sauk County. I mean, I'm not against them, but at the same time, what do they know about us? I mean, it's frustrating. Now, obviously, that's coming from the Department of Administration, so that's why I'm begging the question. Where are they involved? Because this is going on in our Human Services Department, too, as I'm understanding it, from the county exec, that they're meddling down there, and, we got to play those games. But the question is, what are we getting out of it?
Well, I think we've seen.
And what are we getting into?
Much like you're saying, I think we've seen a push on the state trying to grab more and more information from us, whether it be assessment data several times a year, before Board of Review, after Board of Review, all of those sorts of things, to tax information, to lottery information, to, I don't know. They've increased exponentially what they want and how often they want it from us. And what format they want it in, which is the bigger problem often, is that they want it in something that we don't currently have.
Well,
so,
Terry, what I'm most concerned with is that we don't undermine what we've done in Southeast Wisconsin here through the commission, through Dr. Bauer's efforts and the staff, that, because I know Outstate doesn't have the same levels, nor did they need it. So I don't want to dumb us down in the process because we have less people and less money to do these things within the future. So we need to be extremely careful how thin we spread ourselves and what are we going to get out of it. We got to protect what we have first, and then all else comes. Not until. Because I don't think what's going on up in Barron County or someplace else, with no disrespect to them, is what's going on in Kenosha County.
Well, that's part of the problem, is that they want the information from us, but they don't use a personal numbering system like we have. So their ability to relate that information is significantly different in some of those smaller areas where they've got these bizarre parcels that I don't even pretend to understand that are like that long versus, our parcels that you could actually, basically map out from. So I think that is a concern that we have all the way around, is making sure that we're not starting to go from a concentrated formula to some watered-down version of what we have right now.
Okay, we can't go backwards. Right. I mean, and I'm not wanting them to not do what they need to do, but I don't want to get caught because we just don't have the horsepower. That's what I argued about the CBDG. I said, we have less staff and less money, and now we got to go to Madison or somebody else for 2 years and play games worrying about, well, what are the rules going to be when we can't even access the money because we have to spend our money first.
Right.
What? This doesn't make any sense.
You jumped the gun a little bit on one of the things here, but there was something where the Department of Administration funding side I have in there too, and for $2 of every reporting goes towards the state in order to help fund smaller counties to a $50,000 level. Well, the governor rolled all that over. There's $2 million in that, and he rolled all that over into the budget.
So general fund.
General fund, excuse me. Mm-hmm. General fund, so there's nothing there. So I know what you're talking about. What they've done, like I said, I'm trying to get the gun, is they are still going to be able to give out the grant money this year, but they're basing it on the revenue that they're going to be collecting. Tell me that it's
they're spending money they haven't collected.
Yeah, spending money they don't have. In other words, it's a loan for next year. What happens next year? Nobody knows.
When they take the money again to cover another hole in the budget.
Yeah, now that really doesn't hurt Kenosha County because we're at that level already. But it's going to be a pressure point for other counties throughout the state. And Lord knows where that's going to head.
Well, the reason it doesn't hurt us is because we make over that money, so we never got the grant.
Right.
It would hurt us if they start to grab the rest of that money that we currently get.
Or also for other alternatives, mm-hmm. You know, maybe jack the price up on certain items in certain richer counties in order to help fund other agencies or other counties. Now, that's all speculation, George, but I'm just saying that's something.
I understand.
George is raising a valid point, though. We don't know. I don't know where the state is going with these confused programs. Now, that orthophotography business plan, if, for example, it led to a statewide ortho photo program where they would fly the whole state, you'd have the datum problems right off the bat. But beyond that, you'd have quality problems because Kenosha County right now has the best ortho photos even in southeastern Wisconsin. You've got the best pixel size on your photos. It makes a big difference in terms of the clarity and the use of the photos. And as George says, well, if you went to a statewide program, you might be talking about 12-inch pixels.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know. And so something that has to, somehow you're going to have to watch this. But right now I'm at a loss at how, because I don't know who you're dealing with.
Well, that's my problem, too.
This is so decentralized as to who the hell you deal with up there to find out what's going on and to maybe influence it. You know?
I wish I could tell you exactly, but I don't have I know that there's Wisconsin Land Information Association is having it. The land information officers are having it. That's the only two groups that I know right now. Now, they're pushing towards legislation about this stuff as well. There's another. I'm not going to go there.
You know, last night when we were at the executive committee meeting, one of the things that I really laid on heavy was the fact that the mapping we have here, and if business picks up, it's got to be able to come out of the gate and make this location sound that they're going to take it and start running, because they can go someplace else. And I used Gordon Foods last night as an example. They came from across the pond in Grand Rapids and came over here. They could have went to Racine or anybody else. They wanted to get in this part north of Chicago. We happen to land them. So it's what quality of our mapping and technology that we have that will get them out of the gate. Because for some of them, they're going to be pent-up demand, like an overwhelmed spring. And they'll go wherever they can, going 40 miles north, 30 miles west, whatever. I don't think it's going to stop some of these people. If they can land here and we have the right base to work from, we may be the first ones to capture those kind, okay? And that may be a very advantageous thing to have. So I want to be real careful here. I don't water down anything that we've done so far, because we also have one hell of a lot of money invested in this county in this process to date. And I'm not willing to see that get watered down by some other you know, that I had that with Joanna Schumann from Department of Administration. I had to send John Mielen from Sewer Pack because he does our housing. I said, go understand what she's saying, will you please? Because it was her way or the highway on the CBDG stuff. And I said, why are we going to get involved with this thing? I can't, I'm not so sure we're not going to get crumbs. Well, you know, it doesn't sound good when you don't want to be involved. I got that. Okay, when the day's over, are we getting anything? Or are we just playing, let's go to a meeting? You know, I don't want to deal with that. I want to do what's good for Kenosha County. Because when the buck stops here, that's where we got to be. Because we have limited bucks and limited resources now. This is not gravy train day where, you know, it's just flowing in like milk and honey. There's limits, and I got to make sure that we don't let our limits get stretched out. And we got to put any buck we get towards what we've done and make sure we're bettering and improving upon that for our good. We got to get a little selfish here. I'm sorry. It's just where we're at.
Well, I think it's very helpful that you put this together.
It's just information look at.
Right.
And I don't know as we can, you know, make any decisions today about how you're going to approach the what I see as a potential problem, as George points out, and we'll I don't know, we'll have to see how this develops and who you're going to work with at the state level and how you can influence what they might do. And I'm not sure that they have any real knowledge of the systems down here.
Now, when you talk about them integrating the, let's just go with overhead as an idea, the overhead photography. Is it where they would take the information, let's say Kenosha's, you know, 3-inch pixel photos, and what does Racine do? I don't know, what do they do, 12-inch, whatever they do.
6-inch, 12-inch, I forget. I don't even know.
But let's say they do 6-inch, we do 3-inch. Are they just going to, like, put the Kenosha County Racine one and then kind of do a, some sort of a blur on the edges to make them fit together? I don't understand how they...
No.
I don't either, and you're right, and I don't understand beyond that the datum problem.
Yeah.
That, as I said, at the if you have a small-scale map, it doesn't
take
matter.
Take a minute and explain just in simple terms the data problem.
Yeah.
Because that there's people around here. You're
going
to simplify it, doctor. Doctor's going to simplify it for you. So the guys over there and everybody else around here seem to understand. Otherwise, you're talking Greek or Chinese.
Well, the datum's provide one of the foundational elements for your LIS systems, okay? And the datum is a way of really converting latitude and longitude positions to state plane coordinate or coordinate positions of some kind, county coordinate positions or state plane coordinate positions. And the United States, and when the mapping was done here, Kenosha County, was on what was called a 1927 North American datum, okay? The federal government, to meet navigation and military needs, created a new datum. Okay, well, that means having a different global ellipsoid and the 83, and then that's been changed to 8307, and they're already working on a 2012, and they're talking about a 22 datum, and there's people at the national level are talking about a real-time datum, because the Air Force that controls the satellite mapping, they're on real-time. They change their datums continually. But the difference between the 27 and the 83 datums here is about 60 feet, okay? Now, that means a position. If you're going to say the X and Y coordinates of this position on the 27 datum are so much, on the 83 they'll be shifted actually 30 feet in latitude and 60 feet in longitude. Well, that'll screw up all your parcel mapping. It won't screw up the small scale mapping.
Right.
1 inch equals 2,000 feet. When we're talking about 1 inch equals 200 feet or 1 inch equals 100 feet, you've got a problem with locations, okay? That's just one of the problems. The other is things like quality, the pixel size that you raised. You've got one of the nicest photographs here with your 3-inch pixels anywhere. And you don't want to go back to a 12-inch.
We're not going back. That's it.
You know,
we're the only county in the state of Wisconsin that have total 3-inch pixel. The only other places that have it are the Mequons and a few cities.
Yep.
So we're way out ahead on that front, and we're not going backwards. So we got to guard and protect that at all costs. Do I understand some other places only can go to 12-inch? I get it. But we're at 3-inch. We got $175,000 from the state to match a grant, and we did real well a few years ago on that. And now it's time to protect that so that we don't end up going backwards, because we sure aren't going to 6-inch and 12-inch. That would be stupid.
Yeah. I'm almost positive that what was said is that this business plan is going to be contacting all entities, especially SURPAC, and within the state to find out exactly what they have and okay. try to incorporate those things into their business plan. Take all those things into consideration. So what they may do is say, what does the county have? And then maybe say, well, we can provide X number of funds. This is just, again, hypothetical. X number of dollars to be able to compensate for this, so that they can continue to maintain the quality that they have. So that's one thing that this business plan may provide, may shoot out there. So if you say, okay, well, how much did you spend last time? $175,000. Well, you know what? We want to maintain the quality that is there. So I think we should give Kenosha County the $175,000 they had last time in order to maintain their quality of maps. But Barron County doesn't need that. So Barron County maybe will make it a larger scale. They won't need as much money for it. So that's just one thought, too. Yes, I agree with you 100%, George. You've got to protect what you got. But you also have the opportunity here to grab something that you can have to, you know, because the state isn't going to give you any money. So it's going to have to come from a different kind of entity. And like you said, military affairs, Mr. Bauer hit it right in the head.
That's fine. That's fine, Al, providing they don't force us to change datums or other things that then screw us up again. You know, that I got to watch that. And equally, you know, because we have the best pixel quality, they may feel, well, Kenosha County's better off, so they don't need anything, you know. I mean, that's what I'm getting out of the CBG thing. I mean, truly, they're watering it down. I mean, I'm not looking for a day that we in Kenosha County are going to see a dime as long as we still have a revolving fund in that CBDG for housing on the West End. I mean, forget it. It isn't going to happen. So, and there's limit. We got it all. There's limited dollars. That's the problem.
Well, all you can do right for now, I think, is this is helpful and watch as
right.
it develops.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
You have potential problems now. The orthophoto, if you adopted a statewide program of orthophotography, it might eliminate the possibility of getting your own photographs. Okay?
Exactly.
So these are going to be.
I know I came in late on the discussion, but personally, my experiences have been when they've had statewide programs, they've been lousy. I've experienced them quite often in my own department. And we have been leaders in many areas, and sometimes that's been to our detriment because
yes.
of the fact that we have invested for many years, since 1989, in mapping and saw the realization of why it was important. So when Al and I have talked previously, I said to him, you know, I've always had the ability to say I want to keep on my eyes on these things because, of course, you don't want to miss an opportunity if there's an opportunity there. But, again, I'm not real supportive of statewide programs. I mean, I just am not. And they've been trying to do this for how long?
Yeah.
They tried to do it through WCA. And NASCA and a few other types of programs where they wanted to capture all this information because they know that it's very beneficial. It would be very beneficial to the state as well as many other people if they had one place to go for all information. But I think local governments have got to be very protective of the dollars they've invested. So all I can say is, Al, making sure that you keep a close eye on what's going on with WOIA and the involvement there. And I said to you before, bring up the questions, you know, that are needed to make sure that, like George said, that you that you may not even be able to individually keep up your own program. And that's being done with the state in vitals. It's being done in a lot of other areas. Our ability to be able to handle those things here on a local basis.
I guess my biggest concern would be if they're going to get a data load, let's say once, twice, three, four times a year, I don't know, on the parcels and whatnot.
It's old.
You know,
old
and it changes
news.
Every day. So it's always going to be behind if we're
Absolutely.
Sending them data. So if they're trying to create this kinds of website that people are going to get this information, it's going to constantly be out of date. So then we're going to end up getting phone calls from people being like, well, why is this like that? I split that parcel 2 months ago. Why is it showing up as one parcel? Blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's going to be a problem.
I think we jumped all over the place here. Yeah. Maybe we should get back on track and kind of go through some of these things.
Okay.
That way that might help explain a few
items. So if we can do that, if we can kind of get back to the agenda here that we have.
Good luck.
That's so fun.
Well, he's passing that off. You know, one of the things that I wanted to mention is this parallels a lot of that's happening in the emergency management.
Right.
And, you know, from tornadoes spanning through several counties or crossing state lines and whatever, where there's a push to, you know, as the money dries up, they don't want to send it to one county. They want to send it regionally or, you know, through UASI, and now UASI is losing their funding, so those counties are losing funding. But they still want memos of understanding between states and counties and whatever, that you're going to share, you know, some of these resources, whether it's equipment or whatever. And, I mean, that's one of the things that Al mentioned, that, you know, for in the event of a tornado, they want to have mapping for several counties or whatever, where, you know, rather than having to do it individually. So maybe it's driven a little bit.
Well, it makes sense.
Without actually knowing the complications that it's going to cause.
Yeah.
You know,
on the surface, it makes sense, but, you know.
Yeah, until you get down to the nuts and bolts to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Brockmeyer, can you, for the creation of the statewide database, are there a couple of takeaways that we can just summarize this topic on? And
well, I'd just like to go through these projects that have been initiated by certain individuals throughout the state. And I can just go through this.
Sure,
this
absolutely.
This is called the Just Brew It Project. This is initiated through WLIA and LIA, the Wisconsin Land Information Association, and the Land Information Officers, and put together. There were individuals from Bush County, Brown County and Waukesha County that worked on this. And you'll see a series of maps, and this is what you can go to the website and actually get the same kind of information as well. What they must have done is some rubber sheeting on it, or else they, rubber sheeting means they're just trying to attach the lines and make it fit together, that's rubber sheeting. Or else maybe they took datum that was 27 and converted it to 83. They might have done that as well, because there's a conversion.
Yeah, be careful. Rubber sheeting just means you got bad maps, and you're trying to make them fit together.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all that means. And there are, the Regional Planning Commission has developed mathematical equations that permit you to convert for mapping purposes, not for surveying purposes. They don't have the accuracy for the control surveys or for public works engineering surveys, or for land surveys, but for mapping, permit you to convert from the 27 datum to the 8307 datum. Okay.
Yes. You know, from what I see with this Just Do It project, they're not looking for that kind of accuracy, the county accuracy. They're just looking for general information to be able to cross county lines in order to pick up maybe address points, also names, numbers.
You know, now look, I don't know how, Mr. Chairman, how much time you want to spend on this, but look at that first map. What use is that map? You tell me. The USGS quadrangle maps are a better quality and show more information than this map does. So if you're gonna manage emergency management on a multi-county basis, you can put the USGS quadrangle maps together. They're on the same datum, okay? They meet national map accuracy standards, and they show a lot more information. You say, for what purpose would you use this map?
Well,
I look at it and I say it's useless.
I'm looking at the third page of that, though. You can see where they can.
Now, I'm looking at the first one, Brockmeyer, okay? Okay, now let's look at this one first. Take them one at a time. I ask you, Brockmeyer, what good is that map?
It's not any good at all. Throw it away.
Exactly. And yet the state or some agencies will spend a lot of limited resources to do something that doesn't need doing.
Please remember, this is just information. I'm trying to ask.
I understand.
It's not
understanding, but I want. I think the committee ought to understand what, you know, for somebody to hold this up and say that this is a model project and that this is something that we should be doing at a statewide level. I don't know if they are, but I'm just saying if they are, you got to look at it and compare it with the products that you have here
right
now.
Well, the products we have in the town level are
yeah.
sensational. Let me say that for sure.
Right.
But they're trying. What the state's trying to do is get a general idea. It's always the county's always going to be the source.
So, like this map here.
Yes.
You think so, huh?
Is there any capability to like put your parcel number on these, or is it just like
be.
This?
There could be. This is just an example saying we can do it.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. And you can go on the website and you can play with it yourself and see what's available.
So you're saying your organization put together this example of what could possibly be done.
Exactly.
And it's just one of the things to compare and be able to point out either the correct models or the wrong thing that they're heading to. I mean, we have to take a look at some of what could be done, and then say this is not a product we want.
Right.
That's so, what I
just want to say.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
This is not.
I know.
You want to look at the parcel map and compare it with your
right.
own.
Now, right.
To clarify,
it's
this
bad.
Is not my organization.
Right.
This
right.
is an organization of registered deeds, of planners, of
a large mass group.
I mean, it's very broad.
Right.
Okay.
It's just not my organization.
Right.
So do we have an opportunity to provide feedback, Al, as far as
to
thoughts and concerns or issues? That
yeah, I think one of the problems you have, I just come off this first product right here, is what Carrie actually stated. It's a shot in time.
Right.
You've
right.
got it today, tomorrow update.
Tomorrow this big parcel here could be 20 yep. parcels.
Right,
so
exactly.
How often you would update this would be, you know, a real issue. So that's one of the things. Now, the Wisconsin Land Information Association would be one area that you send something to, feedback, stating that there's issues with the datum sets that we have and how are they going to be able to tackle those. And other things with parcels, how are they going to be able to tackle those
right.
things. These are all issues that are coming up. What was done at this conference, which I'll tell you, I really didn't want to go to, but I did go because I knew these things were going to come up, was just to show they can do it. And I think that's why they had this thing as just do it project, saying, you know what, it is possible. Now, refinement needs to be done. I know exactly how much data they want, the accuracy of the data, where it's going to be housed is a big issue as well. So, but these are all things that I just wanted to bring to the attention of.
Could I ask a question also?
Sure.
Did we not try this, George, on a 7-county basis, providing information to the state? And that's when they realized that it was, you know, we sent data up there. We sent discs up there. I know we
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I'm sure we did. I can't
it was the 7 counties. And they found then, too, that the information was outdated before they even had a chance to really do anything with it. Because there's that much change. I mean, there isn't right now. I'm sure even Joe would say that in the real estate market. But it is improving. I mean, we recorded 2,000 more documents than we did last year. So, you know, so you can have a change quite consistent, constantly, actually. Is what
and
I'm
that's, for instance,
the
nice one here, which is a virtual parcel data integration project. This
mm-hmm.
is something being done by the state cartographer's office.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is it basically harvests information off of the websites.
Okay.
And it does basically the same thing as the Just Do It project, only it's going to take the data off the websites so it'll be as accurate as website information.
So that would be updated more frequently since we update our website
right.
nightly?
Right.
Depending on what you're looking at. If you're looking at values, it's not right. that way. But.
And I'm not sure Marty would know more about this, but they have to go to your URL and take certain information. I don't know exactly how it would work, but it would be almost exactly the same thing to Just Do It. Except to be pulling off the website.
Right.
So we would have to grant them some sort of access.
That's correct.
Web access, yeah, like you do.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about that before. We've said if the state wants information, it shouldn't be stuff shouldn't be from the top down. It should be from here up,
right.
And it's never gone that way.
Right, exactly right.
Never gone that way. Or it's gone the opposite.
So that's, you know, you can take a look at that at your leisure as well.
Okay.
That's the second part of it, and that would be a more updated system. One of the problems that the virtual would have is it's coming from the state cartographer's office, and I got four people. And one is working on the orthophotography, one's working on PLS, surveying aspect of it, public land surveying aspect. Another guy is working on a business plan, and another guy is working on this. So you got four people in the office. And they have limited resources.
Mm-hmm. Marty, would you have any concerns about the granting of web access?
Or no. I don't.
Web
so.
Access? No. So these are three examples of different techniques that are on the table.
Yeah.
Who's actually requesting these three different situations? I mean, why and who is the lead in this? Do we have a general idea?
It's state driven.
It
now,
is,
who
okay.
exactly at the state wants this? I think it's a majority. It's the DNR. I think it's the DOT would like this, some of this information. I know emergency services or emergency management would like some of this information. And I think it's also a means that the state believes that they can acquire more funding from the federal government. That they have one entity in the state in order to receive federal funds. And then that can be distributed to the local levels much easier. That's, I'm just picking it
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
okay,
that's it. Respect that.
Well, you have two quite different objectives here. I say this, I'm not picking on you, Brackmeyer, but I'm just saying this
work calls everybody by their last name, so don't think that's a military. That's a military thing.
Incompetent, all right? I'll say that. It's incompetent. And that's a shame. And there is national movements to create a new profession called geomatics, which I don't want to get into.
Yeah, I heard about
okay?
that.
Okay?
Yeah.
But where we'd have some competence in these things. But you have the one issue of having a central state agency that you could go to and ask for geographically related information, okay? That you could handle by simply having, by computer, if a request comes for information in Kenosha County, that goes here then,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that's simply done, okay? And then the quality of the information that's provided will depend on the quality that you have at that local level that you've referred it to, okay? And that's fine. That you can do. You can do it easily. You can do it cheaply. It would give you the ability of let's say, a company that wants to locate here, for example, of going to the state and saying, I want parcel-based information, I want soils, I want highway interchange locations, whatever, okay? I want land use data. And you simply refer, the state center, then simply that is referred automatically to the local and is provided. That's one problem. The other problem is whether the state wants to achieve uniform, let's say like orthophotography, using that as an example. That's a quite different issue. Because then you got what George is cautioning you against, saying, are you going to dumb down everything to the level that you can afford at the state level or not? Those are two quite different issues at the state level. I don't know where they're going. I don't know where the drive comes from. But I said earlier, I think this is something that has to be watched. And I think you've done the right thing. Absolutely, by bringing this to the committee. It's a good briefing for them and a discussion. And it's good, But I think somehow we've got to find out how to get handle on this and find out who's doing what and why and how it relates to the local work and how to influence what's being done at the state level.
Right.
I think that this conference that I went to was a thing just to pop it out there. Here it is. And now, who has a train and who's moving it forward. I'm not sure. I got to find out who that is.
I remember sometime back where Russ from DOR was really trying to get a uniform parcel number. And then he found out how horrendous it was.
They almost got
and they, right, and they dropped that project. I mean, I think they've tried to command this for a very long time, for as long as I can remember, when they even started on the state transfer form, because they wanted to be able to gather more and more information. And I think at the time they had a large meeting about data and information and so on and so forth, and how the requests for those types of questions lent for dollars, you know, whether it be local or whether it be on the state level. So, I mean, I think they've always tried to find some method that they could gather a large database of information and have it be uniform. But that's not always the easiest thing to do. I mean, they've tried it in other areas, and it's been very, very difficult. Not that it can't be done, well, but they keep bringing it up, and as technology goes on, something's going to happen that's going to let them do more and more of that, I think. So it's good to keep your eyes on all of it, because the state doesn't go away.
And with less money, to do more is going to be more difficult. It's easy to try to go after the federal funds, but then what are the other caveats and strings attached, and how does that affect what we're doing here? You know, if we didn't have anything, I guess, and we didn't at one time. I do remember that 36 years ago in that basement of that courthouse, we had nothing.
Right.
And so it was a struggle to get what we had.
There was
and
no
we have,
better.
Over the time, been fortunate. That's what I told the committee last week. We've been fortunate to be the board to have given us the resources to kind of go off and do the right things for Kenosha County. And all I just don't want to do is get buried because somebody else is trying to dumb it down where we have something better. If we didn't, I wouldn't argue it, right. But we do.
So if I could summarize these this first item here, I think it's informational.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is informational.
Mr. Brockmeyer, I think you did a good job bringing this to the committee and informing us. You know, we would look to you to raise any concerns about the accuracy of information, currency of information that gets fed back to the state. So if we can ask you to do that. I don't see that there is a significant impact to the Kenosha County on this. It's just, you know, something that is going on, and, you know, we're going to continue down the path that we've charted. And so...
The only connection I would say, Marty, would be that, you know, we've been struggling with this WLIA program since existence, really, and keeping the dollars where they should be so the local units of government can grasp it to improve their situation. And it seems like the state is taking more and more of control of that. That's where I see the threat, that they would use these very dollars to do the thing that we should be doing on the local level. So that would be the only connection that I would probably be more concerned about, because that's how George was able to do some of these things, besides the support of the county. So I think that's the major
thing. Well, Louise, to your point before you came in here, I brought up the fact that Jim has told us about the human service problem with the state and how they're trying to do it. I just talked about the CBDG.
Right.
You know, so that's what we got to keep our eyes on.
Right. Okay. I mean, they've done it with me. So, I mean, every hand, they pick
the right,
pocket.
You're right on. You're right on as to what the concern ought to be.
Always the money.
Absolutely.
Can you do the next one? Are you finished?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We already talked about the Department of Administration funding is gone. $2 million they had to roll over to the general fund, and they're going to be borrowing off of 2013 for any kind of funding that they do to those counties under $50,000 this year. And next year, nobody knows.
And they're telling them to write the grants on the proposed money, which is really, yeah.
They're going to write the grants on the proposed money. I don't know how they're going.
So what does this mean for Kenosha County?
Kenosha County, that much.
I think it's just something to watch out for, just to make sure they don't make another grab for the rest of the money. The rest of
well, right now, we've collected this year $72,084. Last year it was $59,000. So, I mean, as you can see, that's the increase in volume. So, you know, as it increases in volume, here we have more dollars to work with. On a local level, our web pages, we've collected over 24,000, and plan. Well, that's not really part of this, but and Social Security number redaction money, we've collected over 80,000.
I guess the concerns would be twofold. One, that if they are moving towards this integration thing that we just finished talking about, and they're reducing or getting rid of grants they're giving to smaller counties, that's going to further reduce their ability to bring themselves up to a level where we'd be more compatible mm-hmm. in the future. And two, kind of safeguarding our money, since we don't get these grants because we make over that money, and make sure the state doesn't take a grab for the money that we're collecting and funneling into.
Right.
So that would be my
right. And there's a movement for that. I mean, on some of the money that's going to, you know, like, say the Social Security money, redaction dollars, there are WLIA and a few other programs are voicing an opinion that they want to have that increase their monies. And, you know, I, of course, get a little irritated with that. So I say, why don't we just reduce the recording fees to the customer rather than always take that money and throw it to the state again? If we're not going to keep it, then it goes back to the customer. That would be my argument, but that I'm only a few out of our 72 registers that feel that way. And that's just another grab by the state or by other organizations because they're losing their ability to get the money. So.
Yes.
Okay. So the orthophotography, I think we've nailed that one pretty hard already. And everybody already has an idea about it, saying, you know what, it's great if we remain the quality that Kenosha County has, stays. And I know that they specifically mentioned Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning as one of the agencies that they will be discussing. So it was specifically mentioned. And that is one of the things that you probably contacted by this company out of Orlando, Florida, Real Planning Services. And they're the ones who are developing the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly, George. Don't do anything in order to...
Who hired this company out of Florida?
State Department's Office. They got a grant through the Federal Geographic Data Committee.
I get nervous with Florida groups. The assessing department hired somebody out of Florida once for $250,000, and it was a disaster, and the county board went berserk over it.
So you just cringe every time you hear somebody out of Florida?
No, but, you know, I'm nervous. Okay, whatever. Move on.
Ben there did that, right?
Yep.
The new open records ruling, that's something that I think Joe Lynn sent everybody, and Joe Cardamone basically covered that fairly well. The only question that I had, I think I put this in here before I got that thing from Joe at the redaction of Social Security, but I was wondering how that would affect it.
Doesn't.
It's not going to. That's an issue you probably look at and see. It's kind of interesting, the ruling itself is.
My concern was how it's going to affect our revenue in some cases of some of the information we provide to the various companies like that contact Tom, if that's somehow going to affect that revenue.
Oh, you're not having them redact anything or take anything out. That's the whole purpose of it.
Yeah.
I think it was personnel files that they were trying to get into, if I remember right. And they wanted to be able to take some of the private information out, which I feel they probably should have been able to, but now this new ruling says no. So
it should not be an issue, and we can delete that field.
We have statutory authority to do what we do, so that's the difference.
That's kind of a joke when you're doing this.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
I just thought it'd be important to
Sheriff's Department.
It will impact the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, it will.
There'll be a lot more attorneys requesting reports and information and everything, and we did build them, and because there'd be a lot, especially in jail records and whatever, that you would have to redact, and we would, you know, we'd build them for research for, you know, phone records and I mean all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't build them, I mean
that's a whole
I mean that kind of held it off a little bit. You know, they were a little more careful on what they would ask for. Now that may open the floodgates where they're just going to ask for everything.
Mm-hmm. It'll probably throw a lot of people in court because some will still feel that they don't have to have that information in a specialized format, and if they're requesting it in a specialized format, that was what our policy always was out of our information department, technology department, was that very thing, that It doesn't, the public record law doesn't cover specialized programming, if I remembered right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could end up getting media requests and attorney requests that are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They'll want
everything.
Anything,
right.
Everything that,
or
know,
email
may
requests.
Even, may not even be pertinent.
It's already happened.
And if you have no way to hold that back by being able to bill them, you know, that'll open the floodgates.
It's a disaster in the making.
Well, that'll tie people up. In fact, I can see this pendulum swinging the other way. I would hope that the Badger State Sheriffs, you know, get together and, you know, do something about this.
Now, even give you time. I mean, I think we have 7 days.
Yeah.
I think the law allows us 7 days to process some unusual thing. But, so, I don't know. And then maybe adopting a fee standard for some of those things might be helpful, too. I don't know how they look on that. Because that's what we do.
Yeah. The $5, if I
could. Yes, please.
Okay. The $5 redaction fee that the register deeds presently gets right now in order to redact Social Security numbers from records of the register deeds office. There's a movement. I got an email on this the day before they started talking about it. And they want to, they being probably Land Information Office and Land Information Officers, and again, WLI, Wisconsin Land Information Association.
Surveyors, a lot of people.
Surveyors are in this room too, are looking to try to keep that $5 since it's already been legislated, and then try to reallocate those funds into different areas. And what they had proposed was $1 of the $5 redacting, keeping it, and it would go to register deeds. $1 would go towards survey monumentation. $1 would go towards the Land Information Office. $1 would go to the State Department of Administration. And $1 would go towards a statewide data integration plan.
So you know why I say no.
You know, that dollar was a payoff to DOA to let this go through. That is totally a payoff.
Well, it's a payoff to all of them, to the registers as well. I mean, the $5 fee was pretty much forced on us because we decided to talk about just a flat fee.
Did you force them to put a sunset clause in there?
There is one.
Yeah.
I was going to get to that, Terry. Anyway, there was a flat fee discussed many years ago, and everybody just said, oh, go away. No, we're not going to do that. Well, then the thought came very apparent that 25% of all of our rejections was money because people sent the wrong money in for recordings all the time. So we decided that maybe, because there are other states that do have that flat fee, and it works quite well. So we thought, we'll do that. Well, in the process, something happened in Madison. There was a request for something, the Social Security number was in it, and it was a state legislator that got upset about it. So he wanted them to redact every single document in Madison to get the Social Security numbers out. So that's how the $5 got tagged on to do that, and it was only to go to 2014. In 2014, that would drop back down to $25. I think there are approximately 7, I might be high, counties that have completed their projects already because they had used previous dollars to get ahead, and they've already reduced their fees back down to $25. So we have Washington County and a few other counties right around us that are charging $25 for a recording, and now we're charging $30. So, again, my thought on this is, if anything, it just should go back down to $25 flat fee and let the $5 be a gift back to the customer who's paying all of this and not have it shared with every entity that can possibly think to grab a buck. That's my thought. But and there are many on my association that will probably be rejecting to this, but because they've already dropped their fees down to $25, so.
But right now, the county receives the.
We get the additional.
ROD gets the $5, right? Extra.
Right. And that's why we are doing our project. We're going out to bid. We're this month, and we're going to try to do some of the older information faster, so we can get more of this done before the 2014 lapse. Because I'd like to get the books done next. So we're going to finish our microfiche project that we have right now, and then we're going to start addressing the old books so they can be saved and protected and have it brought to a new media so it's available on the internet. So that's what we're doing. And like I said, I gave the amount of money so right. far that we've collected this year. So.
Right. So for the redaction project, we estimated 2 million images or pages.
Right.
And that takes us back to what, 1999? 97?
Oh, no, it takes us back further than that. But yeah, and that's all done, except for the remaining ones that we're going to try to do out of that project. We got the majority of those done, and they're back here. The one thing I have to find out, though, because I've never heard from Carl, we're supposed to have two sets.
Right.
One pack where it has the redacted number, and the other, which is the original, because as you say, a homeowner, if you want your mortgage that had the Social Security number in it, if you want that copy, you still have the right to get that copy. But any other person requesting it will get the redacted copy. So I have to find out if that's set up. Right.
I don't think it is. I think
you know.
I think that we've got the redacted images, but we have not worked with TriMin to load them and then have them accessible through LandLink or LandShark.
Okay.
So as far as the two different systems. And
okay.
We're working on that.
Okay.
So
there have been two basic thoughts on this then. One is to take that $5 and move it back to the customer, drop a fee, and the other one is legislated already for $5 to keep the legislation.
With a caveat, it does have a sunset. They'd have to get rid of the sunset.
Exactly right. Go through the sunset, do that, and try to keep that $5 and then utilize it.
Right. Is there anything that we need to do for the Land Information Council to...
Again, this is informational purposes. I just wanted to bring it out there and kind of tell you what was happening. Louise and the Register of Deeds is going to have a big swing on this because their office is the one who is providing an extra $5 right now for the redaction process.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the Register of Deeds comes through with is really going to be an important part of this.
Right.
Okay. Very good.
Funding associated with Land Council. I did some checking, and I did find that there was $160,000 that was proposed in the 2012 budget that would be monies for the Land Council to work with. That was eliminated through the executive action. They adjusted it, they took it out. I don't know what the council wants to do with this. I think maybe zero budget levy right now. It's going to be an issue if this got funded, if the council got funded, but I think it's something at in the future that I think the council should get funded for some of the fees that are retained, and those money should go to specialized projects, such as area photos, if it has to go that way, or something maybe to do with that.
You mean like every other county, you mean?
Like every other county? Except for Brown. there are certain counties that don't do that as well. So, but there are a lot of counties that do that.
No, they have their plan in their council.
I've heard a couple different stories about things.
Right.
So I think that, this is something that might be looked at in the future. I don't know how the council feels about that, if they want to try to budget funds this year for it or not.
In light of last week, Thursday night, and as I just walked through the hall on the second floor, leave it alone. I don't think it's smart. I mean, because I think until people figure out where all the pressure points are in this budget, there's another nut to crack here. It's called zero.
There's been a nut to crack for a long time.
I understand.
And I'm not going to get into it. So there are dollars that are out there. It just depends on how they're allocated. They're collected. They're here. So, and like I said, so far this year we've collected $72,084 for next year.
And I definitely think that is something that my council should look at.
Right.
To tell you the truth, because I do believe there are enough projects that each individual department has here and other departments have that would definitely benefit the county. That would be able to utilize funds through the council foundation in order to handle those kind of projects.
Mm-hmm.
So there are funds in two different accounts, right? We have the redaction account.
Right, but that's the Register of Deeds money. It's not utilized for anything else but that. for redaction.
Okay.
And then the webpage money,
right,
which is used for putting the data on the webpage, whether it be mapping or whether it be whatever project.
Right.
So those are dollars that we do have.
Right.
So it's the webpage is really improving accessibility to information for the county, right?
Right.
Overall.
Right. So. And that's what is doing our project right now for the microfiche cards. That's what it's supposed to be paying for.
Okay.
But, I mean, again, if we wanted to do that mapping project, we could probably do some of that. We'd have to get an estimate of what it might cost us to do that, you know, with the subdivisions like we talked.
There's
yeah.
different projects.
Right, right.
Okay.
That's similar to your story that was in the paper, having the information available for businesses and contractors that we talked about.
The last item is going to go down. Okay, it's statewide public land survey system data. State Cartography's office is probably contacting you. I don't know if they have or not.
Yeah, I'm not yet, but they will.
But what the state is doing again through State Cartography's office is trying to assimilate all the mining corners. They're called tie sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to identify all the mining corners and have them in a centralized database, again, for the state. So you go in, you pull out any information you want to on any corner within the state itself. That's something that you already have on your website. It's works very well. But the state, I believe, wants to try to integrate that at one source. Again, it's the same kind of deal.
It's the same problem.
Yep.
If that's all they want, they can link, somebody contacts them, the link can go to the individual county. Now, some of the dossier sheets are, well, SURPAC maintains them for four of the counties up to date, okay? But some are maintained by Washington or
mm-hmm.
Ozaukee's gonna change.
So kind of show.
But that's that issue again, and there's no problem with it. I mean, if they want the sheets, they can get them, you know. Now it's kind of a waste of time. In a way, having access to these sheets electronically creates a problem, because in many cases it was better when the surveyor had to come in and talk to you about the sheet, because that was often helpful. And sometimes there were changes that had been made from the time the sheet is out. We've moved some of the corners, as you know. And but we're not going to change that. That's the technology that drives that. And people want it. These surveyors, they want to receive it in their truck, you know.
Well, don't you update so many monumentation or so many of those each year?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but not all of them utilize SewerPAC service. Some of them might use their own, and like he said, they could just point the information to the local units of government that are doing them.
Yeah, this is maybe one situation. It's very, very, doesn't happen very often, but you could have one county that maintains one monument and then have a different surveyor that maintains a different monument.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that the centralized database wanted to do, is to show, you know, where different corners were from each county. So that could be their plan, you know, as far as centralizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and the state is trying to grab stuff and put it into one central database so you can go to one spot and pull up a statewide idea rather than just go to each individual county. I just want to bring this forward to the council. I
feel like you're on the hot seat now, or what?
I got hammered a couple times. But no, I know how it is.
Yeah, sometimes when you go, like, even to the internet and you call up information, it's always old. I mean,
yeah.
there are no
opinionated people around this table.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, George.
Realtors are the same way, right? You can't even get your whole organization to get together.
Joe's an angel today.
I know.
Just listening.
Yeah. Just like,
are you taking home some ideas and you can toss around with everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There is information again. This website is just good. Probably if you go to the State Cartographer's website, there's information on
there. I
have
to be honest, when I saw that it was named Just Do It, I thought maybe it was sponsored by Nike or something. I was like, really? Where did they come up with this name?
Well, you know, hey, so they could probably do that.
Right.
find somebody to pay for that one? Because it would be a good justification for something they might want. You know, you never know. But
there's another conference coming up in October.
WLIA? WLIA,
and I'm not really sure. I think what they're going to do is kind of expand on some of the people's more than they are right now. And,
right.
I'll probably, I don't know where it's at, but I'll probably head to that.
Right. Well, it's an election year.
Maui, isn't it?
It's an election year, so nothing hardly will get done.
Yeah.
That'll be the problem.
That is true.
That, you know, no bills, and then if there's no, you know, fear, then that'll all kind of come to a screeching halt.
This is the first step, and I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to start to move forward on this.
Right.
And then when February comes, they want to have some kind of plan in place
right.
so they can start.
Right. Well, in 1989, I think what no, it could have been later than that. Could have been, I mean, like maybe 90, closer to 94. The state vitals person was trying to do a statewide death system then, and it dropped. That's the next thing on the agenda today. They did the births first because that seemed to be easier. So they have a funny way of always creeping back. So what they talk about that many years ago, they do, eventually. So eventually, they're going to try to get their way, some way or another. But hopefully, it'll be something that's intelligent. I think the only department that really did a good job was the Department of Revenue. They did a fairly decent job on the transfer form and moving that along. That was probably one of the only departments I can say that worked with everybody, the assessors, everybody, to try to get it in a decent format. Some people still aren't happy with it, but it's still doing a much better job than it did.
Joe may be familiar, but they're trying to develop a system called, it's another acronym, it's called IPASS. They're working, trying to work with local school surveyors or assessors right now in order to get pictures of each home and also blueprints of each home.
Blueprints?
Yeah, you know,
sketches, not blueprints.
They're going to spy on you, Joe, and find out you got that rec room in the basement with that beautiful room.
They could put it out on the net and have that for realtors to take a look at for selling.
They also use that information for damage assessment. They've got some computerized damage assessment that's being developed statewide. They've looked at a couple different, you know, projects that are out there. The old way is we'd have a group
insurance
of
companies
will
love
decide
it.
Whether the flood damage was, you know, major, minor, or,
right.
or affected. They've got computerized programs that you can photograph or take a look at that with your iPhone or iPad or whatever, and it will give you the damage assessment. So anybody can run through your damaged area quickly and then get a
estimate.
Yeah, well, you get a damage assessment that the state that conforms with what the state is proposing or through the FEMA.
Probably be more useful just because we tend to assess more in Kenosha than they do in some of the more rural counties.
Well, I mean, you know, the program has to read what FEMA or whatever puts
in
through as far as
they don't go in the houses at all.
You may look
at
a flooded home and say that this thing is totally destroyed, but their damage assessment may be medium.
Totally.
You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's how the program reads. So, if they have this footprint or something else to put in there, you know, in advance, that may help with that program.
Right.
You know,
they do have a lot of information in their system now. I mean, right now you can go to the Department of Revenue site and you can look. They have a search site where you can go and do sales information.
And they use it.
It's available to everybody. You know, because a lot of times people ask about that. How would it sell for? We don't maintain the sale information, but the Department of Revenue does. So you can go to like almost any area and get that kind of information out of them now.
So
they just want more and more info. We all set?
I think so. There's only another piece of business that I'd like to just mention, just make sure that we're covered on this, is that for a point of order, I think Lieutenant Van Tine, I think your tenure on the committee has expired as of July 1st, as well as Supervisor O'Day. So I'm working with the county executive's office to get that renewed. And so.
Are you a year, really? Oh, no.
Yeah. 2 years, actually.
Has it been 2 years?
Yes, it is.
So,
time flies.
You are still considered a member of the committee. You are still entitled to vote until replaced or renewed. So there's no issue then with that. So.
Do we have to bring that to someone to do the reappointment?
County executive. All right. He's so, aware of it.
Okay. So, all right.
Wow, it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years already. Come on.
That's all I had. Any other points of business? No.
I think the minutes should show the appreciation of Mr. Brockmeyer. He did a nice job of providing those briefing papers. Those are important. That was well done, and it's we're going to have to keep your eye.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to be the intelligence to watch
Gather.
What's going on.
I would say he has to be the conduit for the
right.
information activities.
Right, I agree.
So, thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
I would move with adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.